This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, we are once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level, and we would like to express our greetings to the rest of you, and to express as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to interact and to share and to learn with the rest of you in your reality and in your vibrational level. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest there exists for the rest of you the opportunity to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And you will once again find that as a result of the energy that you have created here this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to go to your consciousness and to enter into what you refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness have that opportunity to be involved and participate in that silent communication or telepathic interaction and exchange of information. And once again, the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, that telepathic interaction, many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of the vocabulary. So we would encourage you to be involved in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, and in that silent communication. But as always, of course, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist in a vibrational level that is similar to other vibrational levels in terms of the techniques and methods that you utilize to create your reality, and yet unique in what we refer to as all of creation, in the sense that you exist within the limitations of an electromagnetic type of energy that you put in place, that you put in place, that limits your capacity to understand several elements of the creation process, not of the least of which is who and what you truly are. When you choose to enter into this vibrational level, you agree to participate in a creation process that involves those limitations, that involves that electromagnetic type of energy to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and to understand in your awakened consciousness state and in your various levels of altered consciousness the process that you utilize to create this reality. You choose to put in place those limitations. And as we've suggested many times, the reason that you choose to limit your understanding of your creation process and of who and what you truly are is because it allows you to experience a reality where it appears that you're not in control of the creation process of the reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities and interactions with other entities. It appears that you're not in control. You have choice to have those limitations. And as a result of the appearance that you're not in control, consequently, you in your awake and conscious state in particular experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible to duplicate when you understand that you are in control. and to the simplicity of why you exist and why you put in place those limitations in this vibrational level. It's because you choose and desire to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. That's why you're here. You're here by choice. And you're here existing within the limitations that you choose to perpetuate. And when you enter into this vibrational level, you agree at some level of your consciousness to be involved in and to maintain and sustain what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Belief systems that you might refer to as laws of physics, for example. And again, these human consciousness belief systems are much more prevalent in your awakened consciousness state than they are in your other levels of consciousness, although they do not disappear entirely in any level of consciousness as long as you choose to exist and to remain within this vibrational level. These human consciousness belief systems are very difficult for you to step outside of, particularly once again in your awakened consciousness state. In some of your altered states of consciousness, while the limitations and the belief systems exist, they're not quite as strong as you wish. And while you can experience different realities in these altered states of consciousness many times, because once again of your choice to exist within this vibrational level and to maintain that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil, when you come into your awakened consciousness state, it's difficult not only to remember, if you wish, what it was that you experienced in that awakened, or in that altered state of consciousness, but rather difficult as well to express it through the utilization of your vocabulary. And so you, in your altered state of consciousness, experience different realities that are very difficult for you to maintain a memory of in your awakened consciousness state, to totally comprehend in your awakened consciousness state. And even more difficult for you to give some type of an expression in your awakened consciousness state to other individuals, or indeed even to yourself many times. You exist with the limitations that you agree to participate in, that in your awakened consciousness state allow you to believe you that you're not in control, and what you experience is real. When you enter your state of consciousness, particularly in your meditative states and in your dream states, particularly those who are competent at what you might refer to as lucid dreaming, where you maintain some type of control of the reality you are experiencing while you are in your dream state. It's possible in those altered states of consciousness to experience realities that exist and are occurring without the limitations of many of your so-called human consciousness belief systems. When you're in your altered state of consciousness, for example, it's possible for you to experience realities that don't have the limitations that you put upon you in your awakened consciousness state through your belief of time and space. Time and space are two of the most difficult concepts for you to put aside in your awakened consciousness state. Two of the human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to alter or to step outside of while you're in your human consciousness state, and yet you continuously do it in your altered states of consciousness, particularly in your dream states, most certainly in your what we refer to as between incarnational state, a state which is very difficult for you to achieve while maintaining access to your human consciousness state in this particular incarnational period. Difficult, but not impossible. Absolutely not. Now, in these altered states of consciousness, in your meditative state and in your dream state and your between incarnational state, all the other levels of consciousness that you participate in and are involved in on a continual basis, it's possible for you to experience realities that don't have the limitation of time and space. It's possible for you to experience in those altered states of consciousness interactions with other realities, with other incarnational periods. Now, even in that altered state of consciousness, you have a tendency many times to limit your perception and your ability to experience these other incarnational periods as being what you refer to as past incarnational periods or past life experiences. Very seldom does one have the capacity or the ability to experience your other incarnational periods that might be occurring in what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as your future. You see, past and future only exist in your awakened consciousness state, and yet this perception and this belief in time and space is so strong in your vibrational level as a result of this veil that you put in place that even in your altered states of consciousness, many times it's difficult to experience what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as your future. And yet it exists simultaneously. It exists in the now, and you see, even to utilize any type of terminology to give you some concept of what this belief in the now is falls short. So based upon your belief in time and space, the utilization of any type of your expressions of your vocabulary are based upon that belief in time and space. The now, for example, is based upon the belief that there's a past and there's a now and there's a future or there's a present. It really doesn't exist. It's all one. And so in your rooted state of consciousness, you experience and have the capacity to experience other incarnational periods that you're involved in, that are occurring simultaneously, if you wish. Now, once again, for many, the belief in time and space exists within all levels of consciousness and is very difficult to step outside of. For others, who have mastered, if you wish, or who have expressed the desire and held the belief that it's possible to experience other incarnational periods in what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as future incarnational periods, have the capacity to experience these so-called future lifetimes or incarnational periods and to retain memories of those incarnational periods and bring it back into their so-called awakened consciousness state. Similar to entities who are quite adept at experiencing what you like to refer to as past life experiences and regressions and bringing back into your awakened consciousness state the memories of that interaction. It becomes difficult for you to grasp. Once again, because of your belief in time and space and because of the limitations that you put upon your understanding of how it is that you correct your reality, is that these incarnational periods are not something that you're experiencing in your altered state of consciousness as being past or future, but other incarnational periods that you are involved in the now. And again, we hesitate to utilize the terminology because it always falls short of an accurate expression of what it is to experience a reality without a belief in time and space. And so you, in the now, for lack of a better term, are existing in all of these other levels of creation and experiences and incarnation of beings in the now. You, in this awakened consciousness state, choose to be involved in and to focus upon this particular incarnational period, and as a result of it, believe that this is the, if not only one, the most important one for this particular area of your consciousness to be involved in while eliminating all the rest. Now that can be a very difficult concept for many to grasp. We've used an analogy many times that's quite accurate in a description of what it's like to experience this particular incarnational period while eliminating all of the other incarnational periods that you are creating and being involved in. And it's like you understand absolutely that there are a multitude of various types of frequencies that are existing within your atmosphere. Depending upon the type of gadget, the instrument that you're utilizing to tap into those frequencies, you can choose various individual frequencies, tune into it with various types of equipment, while eliminating all the rest, even though you understand that they're all occupying the same time and same size. And yet you can quite easily tap into one while eliminating all the rest. And so it is not only in your vibrational level, but in all of the incarnational periods that you're involved in, you tap into this one while eliminating your perception of all the rest. But they're still there. And in your altered state of consciousness, it's possible for you to tap into experience interactions in those realities. Now, what becomes difficult for you to grasp is that the interactions and the creations that you're involved in those realities that you believe are in your past, and as a result of your belief in time and space, because it's in the past, it's difficult for you to alter, are realities that you're altering continuously. They exist in the now. That becomes a difficult concept, not only to grasp, but to give an accurate type of description of. It exists in the now. You see, you believe that in your so-called future, that it's possible for you to, through various choices that you make, the beliefs that you hold, to alter your so-called future. And it is, absolutely. The irony of it is that you do the same thing in your so-called past. The irony of it is that you do that in your future, whether you are aware of it and whether you choose to believe it or not. You create your reality. Your reality is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. That doesn't change. Not only in your past incarnational periods, but as well in your so-called future incarnational periods that are occurring in the now, simultaneously, at the same time, if you wish, and you choose to tap into this one while eliminating the rest. Now, there are some who are, once again, quite adept at tapping into not only your so-called past incarnational periods or past life experiences, but future life experiences as well. Particularly, once again, in your so-called past, where you existed with the belief that many of the realities that you've experienced in a particular incarnational period were put in place in altered states of consciousness, and the possibility of your experiencing that particular reality and a validation of that belief system and in that incarnational period was chosen at a level of consciousness that was not your so-called awakened consciousness state. You have, however, in this particular incarnational period, chose to alter it, that capacity, to alter the energy that makes up your vibrational living in a manner that would allow you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, in your other incarnational periods. The irony of it is, once again, that your incarnational periods in your past are changed and are developing, if you wish, and are going through similar creation processes and alterations that not only your future incarnational periods are, but the present one that you're involved in right now in your awakened consciousness state is involved in as well, in this creation process and in this alteration of your reality as a result of altering the beliefs that you hold. That's a very difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, because you choose, once again, to limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and of the methods that you utilize to create this reality. In your so-called past, entities who had that and developed that ability to look into your so-called future, to experience incarnational periods in what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as future incarnational periods, many times when they return to the so-called awakened consciousness state, could explain it and in a sense have some type of an accurate prediction of what it was that was about to occur or to be experienced in future incarnational periods. The future incarnational periods were not restricted to an incarnational period or to a time period that might occur in 50 years or 100 years or 1,000 years. You see, that's an illusionary experience. It's when an entity in that altered state of consciousness experienced an incarnational period in your so-called future and made a prediction of what it was that might occur in that so-called future incarnational period or time period, that entity was experiencing an incarnation within that time frame, a life experience within that particular incarnational period or time period when that event occurred, and to come back and give an explanation of their experience was simply remembering and recalling an incarnational period. Now, for many, that's a difficult concept to grasp. But for many who believe in your so-called reincarnation phenomena, past life experiences and the remembering and the total recall of the so-called past life experiences is something that's readily accepted and believable. A little more difficult when you apply the same type of reasoning to your so-called future incarnational periods. Because you see, once again, you believe and sustain the human consciousness belief system in time and space, where there is your so-called past and your present and the future. The past, you believe, is written in stone. It's occurred. You can't change the past. Each of you has heard that common terminology. You can't change the past. But you can influence the future. Well, ironically, you change the past as easily and as continuously as you do the future. You just don't believe it in your awakened consciousness state. But in your altered states of consciousness, it's possible for you to be involved in other incarnational periods, to experience the events that occur in those incarnational periods in any time frame, and to bring back and have a recall of what it was that you experienced in that altered state of consciousness. And once again, many of those entities in your so-called past who were quite adept at that particular procedure were entities who would, in a sense, give predictions of what it was that was to occur in your vibrational level, in your so-called future, when simply they were portraying what it was that they experienced in an altered state of consciousness of a lifetime that they were involved in that particular time period. Now, herein lies the difficulty in those types of predictions. Not only is one portraying or attempting to give some type of an explanation based upon their experience, but they're attempting to give that explanation. And many times that explanation becomes distorted by their perception of what it was that they experienced. You see, each of you can be involved in a certain creation process, an activity that you agreed to be involved in. And from that particular activity and interaction, each of you can come away with a different perspective of what it was that you experienced, based upon what it is that you desire to experience, based upon what it is that you believe, based upon the emotions and feelings that you desire to experience. Entities can be involved in various activities. Some come away feeling like it has been just a disastrous experience. Others coming away feeling rejoiced and joy and happiness from the same experience, because each has a different perspective of what it was that was occurring, what it was that they desired to experience. And so it is when an entity is in an altered state of consciousness experiencing what you refer to as another lifetime, they bring back and give you the perception of what it was that occurred. It's based upon what it is that they desire to experience, based upon what it is that they desire to feel, based upon the validation of the beliefs that they hold. And so it could be an entirely different perspective of what it was that someone else might experience and portray of the same event should they be involved in that particular activity. And so predictions are based upon one's understanding of what it was that they experienced in a particular incarnational period that they are involved in. It becomes very difficult to be accurate to the sense that others can look upon that particular explanation, be involved in that experience and come away with the same perception. Now, the other difficulty is in making some type of prediction or extending and explaining what it is that one experiences in your so-called future lifetime is that it continuously alters. In a very simple state, one could conceivably make a prediction this day in your belief in time and space, in this time period, based upon the beliefs that you hold, that might occur in your so-called future. And yet, when that so-called future occurs as a result of your belief in time and space and the passage of time, it's possible for you in your awakened consciousness state to, through your choices and decisions and what it is that you desire, through your beliefs and alterations of those beliefs, to alter that so-called future event and therefore alter what was in your so-called present time a very valid prediction based upon your current beliefs and belief systems. And so predicting your so-called future is very difficult, if not impossible, because of your tendency and your ability to alter beliefs and belief systems. What is even more difficult for you to grasp is the understanding that you alter your past realities as readily as you do your future. You exist in an illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but illusionary nonetheless. And you not only can, but do alter the illusion continuously. Now you believe once again and have agreed to participate and to perpetuate in your awakened consciousness state the belief in time and space. Things in your awakened consciousness state seem more real and are more validated if it takes time for it to occur. If you are involved in some type of an evolutionary process, the longer it takes to occur, the more validated it is in your awakened consciousness state. It's more real because it exists within your belief, your human consciousness belief in time and space. And you can apply that particular type of reasoning to an entire multitude of occurrences and events that you witness in your day-to-day activities. Individuals learning to do certain things takes a passage of time. When becoming proficient at some type of activity, if you practice, if you spend the time, you get better at it. You believe, once again, in that concept of time and space, and if it takes time, then it's more real. Every once in a while there's these seemingly miraculous occurrences where an individual who has seemingly spent no time learning or practicing or developing a certain type of skill or activity instantly are very proficient at accomplishing it. Comes to them very easy, almost without the necessary practice and the necessary passage of time that you believe is necessary to learn an activity, particularly if it's a very complicated type of activity. And you look upon them as being some type of a genius or a prodigy. Your belief in time and space are the only elements that make it necessary for you to be involved in a transitional period. For example, we have suggested that you have gone through a transitional period from what you refer to as the old age into this new age and new energy. A 25-year transitional period to alter the very energy that makes up this vibrational level that you exist in, to where it would make it possible for you in your awakened consciousness that to influence your reality in a manner that's been difficult for you to accomplish or achieve in your so-called past. This transitional period could have been instantaneous, but once again it's more real if it takes time. Because in your awakened consciousness state, once again, time and space are human consciousness belief systems that you have agreed to participate in, to sustain and to validate. And they make it seem that this reality that you're existing in is more real, and it is more beyond your capacity to control. Make it seem. You see, it's an illusionary reality. Not insignificant, but illusionary. You exist in a multitude of incarnational fusions at the same time. If you believe that it's possible for you to experience so-called past life regressions, then we would assure you that it's as easy for you to experience so-called future life regressions. By altering your consciousness, you have the capacity to tap into the other realities that you're involved in the creation process of. That opportunity exists for each of you. Absolutely. In your awakened consciousness state, this reality appears to be the only reality that is of significance to your consciousness. It's because you choose to put in place the limitations of understanding who and what you truly are. You are all that is. We suggest to you that by using various methods and techniques, it's possible for you to alter your reality. And we continuously suggest to you as well that the method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. We suggest to you that you are involved in and experiencing a multitude of incarnational periods simultaneously, if you wish, in the now, even though in your awakened consciousness state you believe that this is the most important and for many the only incarnational period that has any significance. You are a multidimensional personality. You are all that is. And while we continuously suggest methods and techniques and attempt to assist, if you wish, by offering to you information that would encourage you to go inside to discover the answers, to discover and to connect with who and what you truly are, we are simply making suggestions. When we suggest to you that all of the thoughts and feelings and experiences that you have are a result of what it is that you desire to experience, we're simply making suggestions to you. The true method that we attempted to give to you that is of the utmost importance is that you understand you are all that is. The ultimate message is, you are all that is. You exist within each and every atom of your entire universe and vibrational level. You are the God you search for. The ultimate message that we give to you is that you create your reality. And that you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. If you can grasp those concepts, you are all that is, you create your reality, and you cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. The rest is within your capacity to manipulate. The irony of it is, not only is it within your capacity to manipulate, but you do it continuously. whether you choose in your awakened consciousness state to believe it or not. Doesn't really matter. You can create through conscious choice and decisions, or you can create by allowing others seemingly to create for you. You create the entities that do your creation. It's an illusion. You are all that is. Each of you are the one, and yet you are separate. You create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is up for grabs. All the rest of the information that we present to you is simply, once again, to attempt to give to you the possibilities of exploring within God to discover and connect the understanding of who and what you truly are. When you make that discovery, you begin to understand that it's not possible to express it through the utilization of a vocabulary. Once again, as we've suggested many times, you won't find it written in a book. You won't discover it by listening to various types. You discover it by going with inside. You discover it by utilizing your altered state of consciousness and maintaining your awareness of what it is you're experiencing so you can bring back into your so-called awakened consciousness state some type of an understanding of that connection, which will at that time defy any type of an explanation, but rather leave one with an understanding that you are all that is, that you create your reality, and that you cannot fail. We absolutely guarantee you are all that is, you create your reality, and you cannot fail. The rest is an illusion. Entirely. Significant, yes, but an illusion nonetheless. Go with inside. The answers you seek are with inside. Make the effort to believe that time and space are necessary to exist in this vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state, so consciousness, and consequently, in the utilization of meditation for many requires practice and the passage of time and space. Nonetheless, if you wish to make that connection, begin the meditative process, alter your consciousness. Each of you has that capacity. It's a very simple thing to do. And in that altered state of consciousness, utilize your imagination, not only to influence your day-to-day activities, to bring into your reality that which you desire, but indeed to utilize your ability to connect with that spark of consciousness that you are and to grasp an understanding that this is an illusionary reality, that you are the God you search for, that you create that reality, and that you cannot fail. You absolutely cannot fail, we guarantee. Now, we would, if you reach back for a moment or two, and if you wouldn't, we would return and be willing to attempt to answer any questions that you may have for us. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. Should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two, the love and with peace.